We're going to learn more about Real Results Yield Challenge that has been brought to us by BASF. Hello, once again, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Emmy Pollock joins us now. She's a senior product manager with BASF Agricultural Solutions. And I wanted to start first at the basics. Amy, if you can tell me what Real Results Yield Challenge, first of all, is all about and why BASF has a program like that.
Sure, would love to. Thanks for the time today, Susan. The Real Results Yield Challenge was a program designed to let growers evaluate BASF fungicides the same way that they make decisions every year, on their own acres, under real-world conditions. So we invited growers across the country to run side-by-side comparisons and to see the results for themselves. We did this because at BASF, we're extremely confident in our fungicide portfolio. Since 2019, our data showed that we out-yield the untreated acre over 90% of the time, and we out-yield other fungicides over 80% of the time. And because of that confidence, because we're so confident in the performance of our brand, we want everyone to have the opportunity to see the real results for themselves. So, you know, we know that growers are always pushing yields, and when margins get tight, that fungicides might often be the path that gets questioned. You know, if we look at the national perspective here, we know that today only about 40 to 55% of corn acres, soy and corn acres, nationwide are receiving a fungicide treatment, which means that there's still a lot of yield left on the table. So the Real Results Yield Challenge is a way that we can provide growers a way to evaluate the decision for themselves. And, you know, we paired that with an added incentive that to participate, you would be included into a sweepstakes with three truck leases up for grabs. So at BASF, we know that when you're doing one of the biggest jobs on earth, every decision on the acre matters. And this challenge is really about helping growers make confidence, performance-based decisions on their own acres for themselves.
What I think is so cool about this is you're talking 30 states being represented in this challenge, 300 retailers, 1,800 farmers with plots. What a great way to get a nice example of what's going on, but more importantly, get those real world experiences to be able to share back with other growers.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really great to see that participation this year, especially in 2025, which was such a challenging year for diseases across the Corn Belt. And, you know, it was a really clear example to us of how much yield is left on the table without proactive fungicide planning and not just using any fungicide, but the right ones. You know, in some instances this year, when we look back, disease-related losses could have reached 20 to 60 bushels per acre, which represents a significant amount of dollars being left behind by growers. So while some years bring later disease pressure, 2025 brought a perfect storm where we saw unusually wet conditions in June that drove early disease pressure followed by hot, dry weather into July and August. So all of that really created the perfect storm and multiple layers of stress all within the same season. And it was just a really great example for us, an opportunity to be able to engage growers in a yield challenge in a year like this that really reinforces the value of planning ahead and making those confident, informed fungicide decisions before diseases take hold. And again, always, you know, deciding what works best for your farm and comparing the products you're currently using with products such as ours to really see that performance difference for yourself.
So, and of course, having that many farmers participating, the big question is, who were the winners? You, of course, picked some folks in the Real Results Yield Challenge. So who were they, Amy?
Yeah, we're really excited to announce that our 2025 Real Results Yield Challenge winners were Danny Schnecksnader and John Sievis from Louisiana and Barry Stouffer from Nebraska.
What are some things that they will receive as winners in this inaugural contest?
Yeah, each winner receives a two-year lease on a 2025 Ford Super Duty F-250 Lariat. And this was part of our Real Results Yield Challenge. In season, we asked growers to share their story back with us. We asked them to show what they were seeing in season, share a photo with us. And if they did so, they would get one entry into our sweepstakes. And if they shared our yield results with us, they would get a second entry into those sweepstakes. So these were real growers who shared their stories with us, saw real results, and were able to ultimately win our sweepstakes prize.
So how are you guys going to utilize the data and information that was shared back from these 1,800 farmers that participated?
Yeah, so today everyone can head over to our website to see some of the results and photos for themselves. That is yieldchallenge.bsf.us. We're still collecting and validating and hoping just to continue to get more stories shared back with us from farmers. But the early results really reinforce, you know, what we've seen coming out of this year and some of the results I shared earlier. But you can head to our website to see more of that for yourselves.
Wonderful. And I'm sure the conversation will definitely pick up about this as we get closer to this year's Commodity Classic.
Yes, absolutely. We are excited to be bringing back the Real Results Yield Challenge again in 2026. It may look a little bit different, but we'll be sharing more info on that soon. But we will have the same goal. We want to continue helping growers to make those confident performance-based decisions. We know that they're always innovating, and we want to keep supporting that drive for higher yield for growers.
Amy Pollock joining us. She is the Senior Product Manager with BASF's Agricultural Solutions. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.